Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I'm super excited to jump right into another episode of the She's a God podcast. If you are new to this show, welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you are a return listener, thank you so much for returning to listen again. So let's jump right into the sort of meat and potatoes of this podcast episode, which is really all about pain and pleasure. This is something that's been in the forefront of my reality pretty clearly lately. I'm not sure if it's just coming off of the election in America or what, but there's this energy, right, where I'm just noticing people are either in their bliss or they are just deep in their shadow, right? Which I think both are beautiful places to be. So it's like no judgment here coming from the eternal optimist, which I've been called in my life. But I'm just somebody who can see the beauty in everything. So even if somebody is going through some type of dark, I call it a magic dark, because I'm like, yeah, like this is like a beautiful place of alchemy where you can be in this deep rooted place in this quote unquote darkness, but really, is it bad? Question mark. Right? So is it bad to be in a place of darkness? That's really the golden question here. Is it bad? I don't think so. You know, like I talked about darkness on this show before, and I just don't see it the way a lot of people see it, where they see light being high vibrational and darkness being low vibrational. I don't see that. I think that the initial energy behind those colors, right? Because at the end of the day, they're just colors, light and dark. I think that the original energy behind both of those colors is high vibrational. I think that initially and originally at the core of darkness is the Black Madonna, right? Like fertile energy, like this beautiful place of alchemy. Think like the Big Bang and like the galaxy and everything else. It's like dark matter, right? Which is a place of creation. So everything is created in the dark. That's where the seeds initially burst and all that, that whole thing comes from. And so once I got on my spiritual awakening, I sort of reframed darkness into realizing that actually it at its initial understanding, it's high vibrational. It was never meant to be a low vibrational perspective on it. It just kind of, as human beings, I actually think we created that. We created this idea of darkness and evil on the planet. I really do think it was us that created it in order to shame people into what we wanted them to be, right? Whether that be back in the day when if you didn't want to go to church, they would like, you know, hang like a heavy sign on you that said shame or something like that. Like all of these original energies around, you know, even God and Satan and all these different things. It's like, I believe that evil in terms of darkness was created by man. And that's just my belief. I'm not saying that your belief is wrong. I'm just stating my belief here. And I really do believe that darkness in terms of evil and lower vibrational energy was created by man in order for us to control each other. other and try to control each other and say, you're possessed, you're dark. And it's all a manifestation. So think about it that way. If you believe that to be true, if you believe in darkness, in terms of the lower vibrational dark that humanity has created, then yes, that will be a reality for you. But if you recognize that the original energy vibrationally behind darkness is actually high vibe, you can sort of reframe it in your mind. Like, no, I do not consent to evil. Like, I do not consent to lower vibrational energy. I only consent to high vibrational darkness, where even if I am in a dark, quote unquote, in my life, I am in a magic dark in my life. And I know that deep alchemy is taking place and I'm stepping into a greater, higher vibrational version of myself. And then eventually I'm going to come out and I'm going to be an even better, more amazing person. So the reason why I got on this is because, like I mentioned, in my reality, I see people lately being either just very optimistic and happy or just like completely on the other side. So meaning like kind of depressed and stuff like that in their magic dark. And so I took a couple of minutes there in the beginning of this podcast to explain my version of dark, because I just want you to know where I'm coming from when I say that. Because so many people will hear, you know, someone say dark and they're like, ooh, low vibe. That person's low vibe. I don't see it like that. I have it permanently reframed in my mind. I don't give anything that's lower vibrational or evil energy. I don't believe it has power unless you give it energy and you believe it to be true. I leave that for other people. That's not my vibe. I believe in high vibrational darkness only. And I do not accept lower vibrational darkness in my life, period. And that's my reframe. It doesn't have to be your thought process. You could sit here and be screaming, you know, at the top of your lungs, like Satan is real and there is evil. Okay. If you believe that, that's your life. But for me personally, I choose to envision something better, because I feel like that's my role here on the planet. That's part of my role, is to envision something better so that we can manifest the new age and we can manifest a greater, more beautiful energy on the planet. So that's why I wanted to take a couple of minutes. I know we're only like 5 minutes into this podcast, but that's why I wanted to take a couple of minutes just to explain what I mean by dark, okay, or low vibe, or, you know, somebody just being in their magic dark. Is I don't necessarily mean they've been taken over, they're bad. I just mean they're in their magic dark. So let's get started with the true topic of this podcast, which is all about pleasure versus pain, right? And I've been seeing both, and there hasn't been a lot in the middle. There's been just one or the other in my experience and in my reality. So the reason why I chose this topic too is because I know my way of moving through my life is to focus on higher vibrational energy and light. Okay, that's literally my mantra in my life, is I focus on higher vibrational energy and the light in the world. And you can choose to call it a color if you want. I don't think the colors actually matter in terms of light or dark, because as human beings, we only are seeing a very small percentage. I think it's less than 10% of the actual colors in the world through our human lens. So through our actual human retina, we don't have the capability to see the different colors that are around us. So there are literally colors around us that we don't even have names for, because we don't see them and we've never named them. So I don't really like to say that's light or that's dark, because the color is insignificant in my opinion, doesn't actually matter. But I will say those words just to kind of get my point across in this podcast episode. So the point in this episode is to give you hope in terms of maybe a reframe on how to look at things if you are in a magic dark, okay? What I'm calling a magic dark. If you are in that space, I can offer you what I do. And you don't have to do this. This is just the way I move through life, is that I focus on the higher vibrational aspect of everything. So some people can hear that and be like, ah, you're like, you know, you're bypassing, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. No, I'm not. And I'll explain why. And if you're listening to this and you're also kind of like, what the F is spiritual bypassing? It's a term in spirituality that's used when people aren't actually facing their shadow and doing the deep work. Instead, they're just like being like overly optimistic and positive to the point of like toxic positivity, where they're just not even facing what's actually happening. So I want to tell you what I like to do in my life when it comes to this sort of thing, because it's worked really, really well for me. So if it's worked well for me, it can work well for other people. So really, that's just understanding that I like to focus on the what we call light, the color light, but higher vibrational energy in the world. So why do I like to do that? I like to do that because I like to try to see the good in people. I like to try to see the highest vibrational way that they're trying to show up, even if they are being super shadowy or in their magic dark and they're projecting it on other people. I still try to see people for the light of who they are and the higher vibrational aspects of who they are as a person. And this is the reason why. The reason why is because when you're on that path, right, of like just focusing and envisioning the highest version of your life, yourself, other people, the light within other people, life will continue to show you more of that. Every single person on this planet is manifesting their own reality. You're either manifesting it or you're in someone else's manifestation. So that's what I truly believe. So it's like if you're taking the reins on your reality and you're manifesting your reality, to me, the key is focusing on the light in other people, the goodness that they're trying to create in the world, and really honing in on that higher vibrational energy. Here's why I feel like that's the key. Because anytime you are focused there, the shadows, quote unquote darkness, the lower vibe kind of energy has no choice but to show its face, because that's what light does. Light shines a space, an energetic frequency into what we call as humans darkness, right? Lower vibration. So when that's happening, when you're on this path of focusing on positivity, you know, manifesting the highest good for your life. Every single morning, when I'm deep in my 20-minute meditation every morning, I'm envisioning my day. I'm envisioning the highest possible way for my day to unfold and to roll out. And that's literally what I'm doing. I'm focusing on the higher vibrational way. Now, because you're focusing, in my opinion, on higher vibrations and the quote unquote light, what we call light in human languaging, naturally, the lower vibrational energies will show itself. Now, that's when you can choose, like, okay, is this me or is this them? That's what I do. I'm not saying this is what you need to do, but I'm just saying when I roll in throughout my life, that's what happens. When I see this energy coming up and it's definitely not great, the first question I ask myself is this me or is this them? And that's where I start to decipher, is this my manifestation? Is this part of my learning, part of my shadow work, or is this this person? Is this them in their reality and what it is that they're exuding out into the world today? Maybe it has nothing to do with me. It's just part of their free will. And so for me, I ask myself that, like, is this me or is this them? And if I find it to be me, like, actually, like, this is my biggest fear. Oh my God. My biggest fear, you know, I'm just making this up as I'm going along, but like, is to get bit by a big dog or something like that. And oh my God, now this big dog is loose in my neighborhood and it's running after me and barking. And I'm like freaking out. Is this, I have to ask myself, like, in that scenario, that never, like, that did actually happen to me when I was a kid once, but I have to ask myself, like, is that a reality or like, is that me or is that just somebody forgot to tie up their fucking dog? You know what I mean? And then I look in myself and I say, oh my God, I'm terrified of this. Like, I've always had this fear. This is me. You know, I'm doing this. This is my manifestation of a fear that I have. Okay. So one thing I'm thinking of right now is religious programming. Okay. So I grew up, many people know that I grew up in a very, very powerful, strong, strict religious upbringing, right? And so I know that when I got older, I realized I had a lot of religious programming. And so what I realized though is that's a fear for me. Like, it's a fear, like it freaks me out, like to see like crazy people like controlling other people, right? Through lies. And that's in any form. And so for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, like it could be mainstream media, it could be, you know, anything, the medical institutions, anything. Like, I'm like, that's not okay. It's not cool. You know, I've seen a lot of it in spirituality where there's mostly just nice, kind, sensitive, empathic people. And then there's like these crazy, you know, people who are leading and they're just, you could tell, having a field day with these poor, sensitive souls that are just being taken for a fucking ride. So like, I've put myself, I realized this about me. I'm giving you an example right now. I realized that I put myself in situations where I needed to clear my own shadow. I was like, holy fuck, this is not them, right? On some level, it could be them, but it's me. I'm manifesting this. Holy fuck. And when I realized that, I take a step back and I'm like, okay, I need to do the deep work here. And that's typically when I call my spiral practitioner, Lori Kinsey. I've talked about her on this show so many times. I have like 2 full episodes with her in previous episodes, but to help me, you know, I usually will book a flow session with her so that we can clear this energy, right? This religious programming or this energy that's like, you know, keeps popping up in my life. And I'm realizing like, oh my God, I need to clear this because it keeps happening. And like, the universe is showing me like, this is something you're here to clear, you know, within you, within your lineage. It's part of your purpose work. It's part of why you're here. It's part of your deep shadow work. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. Like, and I go in and I do the deep shadow work and I move on with my life. You know, I cry for a day, whatever I need to do. And then I move the fuck on with what it is I'm here to do. So it's all about my point in saying this is that I do see a lot of people who find pleasure in the pain. So, you know, there's lots of words that people will say, like, I think people will use the word masochist for someone who likes pleasure or derives pleasure from pain or humiliation or something like that. And then the opposite of masochism is, I think, what they call sadism. And I could be saying the words wrong, but, and that's, you know, the opposite of it, where you actually enjoy inflicting pain on someone else. So there's these different words in humanity, right? Very, in my opinion, very 3D words, very surface level words to some of what I'm talking about here. But I just know that those words don't explain and don't hit on the deeper level what I'm trying to say. Because what I'm trying to say here is that you can approach things that are happening in the collective as a personal attack on you. You can certainly do that. You can be like, this is not right and blah, blah, blah. It's like not for me. Or you could be on the flip side of it, you know, and be like more, you know, in this all the way to the other side and be more in the sadism kind of energy of like enjoying making fun of people online who are having breakdowns and stuff like that. That these are just examples. Okay. But all I'm saying is that in my opinion, neither one is helpful. Okay. Neither one is helpful. I think that if everybody is more in the energy of looking for the higher vibrations, focusing on the higher vibration aspect of yourself and what you're trying to manifest in this world, what you're envisioning to take place in this world, it will create that reality for you. It's literally going to create that reality for you. It is going to naturally show you the shadows within yourself because that's what the journey of light does. And higher vibration does. It will naturally show you the shadows will come up. It will show them to you. And then at that point, it's your job to do that inner shadow work and be like, oh my gosh, like where in me am I feeling like I am this energy? And so this big battle that's taking place, you know, that you think that, you know, a person can feel is happening to them. I can't believe this is happening to me. It becomes more of this deeper awareness of like, oh my gosh, like where am I this energy? Where am I this energy where I'm seeing it play out in my life in a really big way? And how can I like shift this into something better so that I'm not no longer in this feeling that it's happening to me, you know, and instead I'm recognizing that pain within myself. Okay. And that could be anything, right? That could be toxic masculinity, what they're saying, the people talk about that a lot. It could be narcissism. It could be, medical control over people's bodies. It can be all of these different things that a lot of times we can feel like are happening to us. But again, I just invite you to look within yourself and see like, where in me is this happening? Because anytime anybody is focusing on the higher vibrations, right? What we call light in human languaging, the shadows are naturally going to show themselves. And then they need to be alchemized along the way. That's literally the process that I find to be most helpful in these situations. So I just wanted to get on here and share that because I do feel like I've seen a lot of one or the other, right? I've seen a lot of, you know, people just really like being more in that masochist kind of energy. But then I've also, which again is just someone who at some level like derives pleasure from experiencing pain, or humiliation, or, you know, they're crying, screaming video going viral online, or I've seen the opposite too, where it is more of this sadism kind of energy where people are like laughing at people, you know, laughing at people's pain and like maybe even inflicting some more pain on them and being like, you're an idiot, you're stupid, wake up, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, is that helpful though? Like, I'm just putting the question out there. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just offering a reframe. I'm saying, is it helpful like to do this? Or is it most helpful for everybody as we shift into the age of Aquarius, where it really becomes about the individual and their own individual journey and the collective, your how your vibration affects the collective? Is it in the highest interest to focus on your inner work? Like if the shadows, if you're focusing on the highest vibrational aspect of your life and you're manifesting that into the world, you're always thinking about it. And this is, I'm going to give you another example. I'm always thinking about a healthy food. So if I go through through a big box store and I see the Skittles, I see the Fruit Loops, I see the food that I know is toxic to children and just really, you know, producing chemicals that make them troublesome in general and stuff like that. I look at those foods and I imagine a healthier version. I literally, in my mind, as I'm standing there waiting in line in the checkout section in the grocery store, I will literally imagine a healthier version of that candy for children that does not have high fructose corn syrup in it, you know, and instead they're using like monk fruit syrup or something, or, you know, and there's no dyes, and instead the dyes are coming from real fruit like kiwi and stuff like that. Like I'm imagining this in my head, and it's just because I recognize the power within myself to create the reality I want to see. And so I just offer that to people to remember your power. Remember who you are. Even if you feel out of control right now and you feel like, oh my God, like this is wild. Like it's not what I thought it was going to be. It's about right. And that could be anything that could be happening in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life. This message can run across the board. It's in your dating life, right? It's just about having that deeper remembrance. Like, oh, I have the inner power. I'm activating my own inner divine God state in this very moment. And I'm manifesting the reality that I want to see. I'm focusing on the higher vibrational energy in the world. Along the way, I know the shadows are going to come up. They're bound to. That's what the light does. It shows the shadow. And it's just like from that space, how can I look at that shadow and how can I do the inner work to clear it, to do the emotional clearing so that it doesn't have a hold on me anymore. And so I just wanted to offer that because I feel like it's very important. It's a huge part of, I think, the work that everybody is here to do. And I think that the more that we can own it, the more that we can literally say it's my job to create the reality I want to see, the quicker we can shift our reality into the highest version of what we want it to be. Whatever, what is that for you? Okay. Whatever is that for you? And so I hope that this message has landed in some way. It's just something I wanted to put out there, a different spin on it, a reframe. Everything that I say on this show, it's like, take it or leave it, right? It's like, if it feels like it could work for you, take that shit, run with it, use it in your life. If it feels like it's not going to work for you and that's not your vibe, then definitely leave it. And that's really the core of your inner power, your inner authority in human design to say, is this for me or not? Right? So sending everyone so much love as we navigate these interesting, beautiful times. And just remember your own inner divine God, goddess state, and to really tap into that to create, focus on the higher vibrations that you want to see on in the world and recognize your own inner power to create that. And so with that, I will love you and leave you and say, I hope that everyone is doing absolutely amazing, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.